Amen. God's word for our nourishment this morning. God's word to lead us, to guide us, to feed us on our path of life, walking in this world amongst many dangers, toils, spoils, all those kinds of things that kind of deter us from walking on the path of life. It's from Paul's letter to the Colossian church at the third chapter. These few verses. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. And you know, each Sunday, I ask you to think about your life. I ask you to think about that very life that you live as God's child, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, as you walk this path of life. That we don't walk this path of life alone, but we have Jesus walking with us. But in that, I want you to think about your daily life. I want you to think about the things that you do as you rise up in the morning. The things that we unconsciously do. And if we thought about it, go, oh yeah, that's what I do. Like when the alarm clock goes off, we get up. Some of us may make coffee right away, eat breakfast, shower, and go on the business of our day. Some others, like Karen and I, we get up, we go exercise. We come back, we have coffee, we have breakfast, we talk about our day, and we get going on our day with all those functions. Sometimes we do this automatically. It's like we push a button and we all focus on certain things. This morning, we're going to mess things up a little bit. And I want you to think about these things. I don't want you to think about unconsciously doing things, but I want you to think about something else, adding to your life, which just doesn't take much time, is the Word of God. I want you to think about rising up early in the morning and taking some time to be with the Lord, to be in His Word, to strengthen us, to strengthen our things that we are involved with in our life. Because we know that this world is crazy. We know that there are shootings happening, terrible things happening. We know all of the things that mankind does, all the evil things, all those things that deter us from God and from His Word and from Jesus. We see that happening in all the world. We see that happening just miles from our home. It's happening in Rochester. It's happening in great cities. It's happening in Chicago, in LA. Life just doesn't matter to people, but it matters to us. And it begins with God's Word. God's Word is something that's not used in our lives. Because, you know, when we start to read God's Word, God tells us about our sin. That our sin dwells in us. And Paul says this in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, the things that I wish I could do, I cannot do because it is sin that dwells in me. You know, that's what happens in our life. With everything that we're encompassing, and finding out. And people are staying away from church functions. And they use COVID as an example and as the one that's tearing them away from God. But children of God, it's Satan. Satan's working on the hearts and lives of people and tearing them away from God. But God has an answer. And God has the answer in His Word. Yes, He tells us about our sin, that we have sinned boldly. We have sinned and declared that. We are greedy. We're covetous. We like to look at other people's things and think, oh, gee, I wish I had them. Just recently, the Ford dealership in Lake City was sold, and it was sold to a bigger car dealer. And so now, the parking lots of Tom Heffernan Ford, and now it's called Mosaic. It's covered with covetous things. Gosh, I'd like to have a Mustang that's bright blue. Or maybe that truck that's a dually, you know, a dually, a pickup that can carry my camper without strain. Oh, that'd be nice to have. It's red. It's beautiful. It adorns the parking lot. You see, that's covetous. God says not to covet. Not to be greedy. I got to be reminded of that. And He draws us back into His Word. His Word to make us joyful. His Word to tell us that He grants us all these kinds of gifts that He gives to us. In Philippians, Paul writes about the storehouse of God that will never go empty. Those are His blessings for us. And that's the Word. The Word that is fruitful. The Word that has news for us. And the news is the greatest news of all is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, was put in a tomb, rose again to give us everlasting life. That's Jesus. And God brings us back to what we have learned, that it is Jesus. And He does that through His Word to give us a foundation, to give us something that lifts our lives up. If you've been reading Portals of Prayer lately, the pastor who had the portals in August was it August or July? He was using a section of scripture that really delved into the law. And you felt that. And yet He brought us up again through the Word of God that encourages us, that builds us up. Traditionally, when I came into the ministry, September was always focusing on education, was focusing on Sunday school, was focusing on Bible class, was focusing on bringing that Word into our lives, bringing that everlasting Word into our lives. This last week, we had the opportunity to take two of our grandkids on a camping trip. A year ago, we camped in Beardsley, Minnesota, for Karen Swan's 100. And Sophia and Hunter were camping with us. And one night we made hamburgers out on the grill. And Karen had the picnic table set all up and everything. We sat down to eat, and every fly in Traverse County had the opportunity to come to our picnic table. Well, that being the case, I thought Sophia will never, ever want to camp with Grandpa and Grandma again. Well, this last January, Sophia kind of curled up to me when I was picking up my two boys, and she said, "Grandpa, can we go camping again?" And Karen, I said, "We got to go camping again." So we went camping this last week. And on Tuesday, I was sitting there with my devotion, having coffee, and Hunter and Sophia were on the bed just next to us. And then I thought about it, and I thought, you know, here's portals. We always read portals after my devotion every morning. I said, I'm going to read. So I read portals. You know, their parents don't take them to church. So at least church came to Sophia and Hunter through those devotions and the portals of prayer and the words of grace that we spoke at our meals. This is what God wants us to do, to interject His word in the lives of people. Because we need that. We need it as our foundation. We need God's word to be ever living on a daily basis. Not just Wednesday evening during our midweek services. Not just on Sunday morning when we gather together. Not just on Thursday when some of you go to Bible class at Trinity. It's every single day of our lives to feed us. You wouldn't push your meat, potatoes, your vegetables. You wouldn't push the fish. You wouldn't push any of that away from your life because you need that. You need all the water you can put into your bodies. You need the food to endure, to go through those things. I remember when we lived in Mapleton that we would go up to Sioux City and they'd have Saturday in the park. And it revolved around the 4th of July. It usually was the Saturday before the 4th of July, and now it's moved around. But anyway, I would sit there and I would not drink water. I would sit there and listen to the music because I did not want to go to those outhouses across the way. And Karen looks at me and she says, "You gotta drink water, you gotta drink. Because if you don't, you're gonna die." Well, God says, if you aren't in the Word, you're gonna die spiritually. We need the Word to build us up, to encourage us, to tell us we're sinners, but also tell us that we are forgiven, that we are those precious children of God. So, children of God, let the Word dwell in you richly. And Paul goes on and says, you know, you gotta build one another up with the singing of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and lift each other up. And everything that you do in word or deed, do it all in the glory of Jesus, giving thanks to God. That's our life. That's our foundation. That's our guide. That's our directive. That's our life. Everything that you do in word or deed, do it all to the glory of God. Through Jesus Christ. In Christ's name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.